WHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Life in prison without the possibility of parole. That's the sentence for the 19-year-old white gunman who killed 10 blacks at a Buffalo supermarket earlier this year.
19-year-old Peyton Gendron pleaded guilty to 25 counts, including murder and hate-motivated terrorism. He's expected to spend the rest of his life in prison. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn.
No individual in the history of the state of New York has been found guilty of that domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate until today.
A sentencing date has been set for February 15th. Federal prosecutors, meanwhile, could still seek the death penalty for additional charges Gendron faces. Steve Dorsey, CBS News.
This is a big day for online retailers. It's Cyber Monday, but Bert Flickinger with Strategic Resource Group says don't buy, wait.
The shoppers who wait the longest, wait beyond Cyber Monday and Cyber Week today, will be rewarded.
Former President Trump is being attacked for hosting a dinner with a white supremacist and anti-Semite who denies the Holocaust. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The former president says he knew nothing about the guest at dinner. And Nick Fuentes also says he doesn't think Trump knew who he was. But the criticism of the Mar-a-Lago meeting with a man who's espoused the Great Replacement theory and has often spoken of white genocide is intensifying. Former Vice President Mike Pence says Trump should apologize, that he was wrong to give Fuentes a seat at his table. Here at the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre weighed in.
This is something that we condemn and we will continue to speak out against.
A busy day in northern Minnesota today. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
More than 100 people became trapped on Minnesota's Upper Red Lake after an ice chunk broke free. The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office had to work with other first responders to rescue the people who were ice fishing when it happened. Officials even directed anglers to the southeast edge of the lake where a temporary ice bridge was set up over the open water. All have been safely evacuated from the ice.
There are some tough conditions in many parts of the nation. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore.
In Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, up in western Tennessee, very high confidence of a tornado there in the Mississippi Delta. This will be Tuesday afternoon, right into the evening hours.
President Biden is setting his priorities for the final month before Republicans take control of the House. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The top of the president's list is keeping the government open. Both he and his senior advisors have said as much. And they also want to focus on maintaining funding to Ukraine and funding for states that have been through disasters like recent hurricanes.
At the World Cup, Brazil and Portugal have advanced. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Aho, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 32. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, highs.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
We welcome you into the Greg Gard Show, our weekly chat with the head coach of the Big Ten champion Wisconsin Badgers. Just back from the battle for Atlantis, where the Badgers took 2 out of 3, and every game was must-watch, must-listen material, all down to the wire. Wisconsin with victories against Dayton and against USC, and they took the reigning national champs, the Kansas Jayhawks, into overtime before Kansas was able to escape with a one-point win. Right back to it, not a ton of time to breathe as the Badgers get set for a matchup tomorrow, Big Ten ACC Challenge, the Badgers against the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, and then over to Milwaukee, the annual rivalry matchup with Marquette. Coming up on Saturday afternoon as we welcome in the Badgers head coach. And first, that was, I've said this, and we're going to hear from Sharif Chambliss on the show here tonight as well. It's just, it always seems, Greg, these tournaments, if it's Maui, if it's wherever, you know, the Atlantis, that the intensity of these games, you're in paradise, but the intensity of these games, and maybe because it's a more intimate atmosphere, it's more noticeable. But my goodness, when you think down there, you think, laid back, let's have some fun. Might have had some fun, but it wasn't laid back. No, that was intense stuff.
It was intense, Matt. There's no doubt. And I think, you know, the level of competition, as I've said many times, I think that event 1 through 8 was as solid as a field as we've been in. We've always seen high level games, but there's always some one-offs where you know, it's kind of the throw-in team. Maybe this one didn't have that. I didn't feel from watching those teams, and you know, obviously I know all the coaches that were there. So it just a really, really good tournament. You mentioned the intensity, and I think what we've seen is the implication of these games and these events early really have an effect on what happens in March and your seeding. And not so much as you win or lose. I mean, that does have it, but who you're playing and how that impacts your, not RPI anymore, but strength of schedule and Ken Palm and all those things. How do you do against, you know, USC's going to win a lot of games. Dayton, if depending their backcourt play, I know they got two guys hurt there in the last game. And Kansas, you know, is going to win a lot of games. Those games are going to keep helping us as we go deeper into the season. Obviously, we're going to have to continue to stack, you know, good days on our end too. But when you are able to get 2 out of 3, specifically win that first one, the analytics tell you win the first one and get to the second round, the semifinals, the teams you're playing really boost you as you go through the year.
Yeah, to your point, I know every team is different, but I think back to last year when you guys were hoisting a trophy, and you know, I'd ask some players, like, when did you really think that this team might have the chops to do this? And they pointed to Vegas. The right. Maui tournament, which last year was in Vegas, you know, winning that tournament, intense games, especially games 2 and 3. And the first one, you know, that wasn't exactly easy, but they pointed to that. The metrics are the metrics. But it seemed like there was a confidence level too.
Yeah,
that was
there's no doubt. I mean, because we had to, you know, grind one out in a rock fight against Dayton. You had to rally back against Kansas. You know, you have two possessions where you could have had a chance to seal it, and we didn't do it. But I think using that game and how they responded on Friday against Southern Cal was a real testament to the maturity and toughness and growth that this team had to flip really fast in less than about 24 hours. We got to don't feel sorry for yourself, but we didn't get 2 rebounds. We've got to go play here today, and they did that.
Boy, on top of that too, it was, you mentioned that first game against Dayton, and then the second game that, you know, the shots weren't falling. You get down 15 points with a lot of teams, and really Badger fans, we've been spoiled because we don't see it happen here. But when a team is struggling, you get down 15 against a team like Kansas, that 15 can become 30,
right?
And it could really be a wheels fall off kind of day.
And then you guys come back, and they probably, you know, Bill Self said after the game, you know, Tyler Wahl kicked our butt, and better team really didn't win today. That, you're always learning about stuff, but my goodness, that was pretty impressive.
What it was, just from the, you know, I think it tells you about the resolve of this team and the persistence and the grittiness and the toughness, but it also tells you the power of the three ball. I mean, we were able to chip that lead really fast. Connor Siegen got going a little bit and banged a few in, and just that's what's made college basketball those type of leads. So they're not insurmountable because of what, you know, two or three threes, all of a sudden, bang, it's down to a, you know, two possession game and screws tighten a little bit on the opponent. So, you know, that's the beauty of the sport.
He looks like he's eight, but fans have absolutely latched on to him.
I thought more like seven.
Yeah, you might be right. But he still reminds me of the guy who's going to go into the room in a shooting contest and like the old Larry Birdline, who's going to finish second? That's what I'm looking. Right. I mean, just enormous confidence. You always want that in a shooter, right? You'd rather dial him back than have to say, hey, let it go. But if he misses one or two, it's not like he settles because he can cut to the rim.
Right.
But that release, a little different,
is
it?
It is. It's definitely different. You know, that's textbook in terms of how fast and how quickly he can get his feet set. I noticed that really early working with him in the summer, how good his feet were in preparation for his shots. And obviously they all come off his hands for the most part, looking like they're going in. The rotation is terrific. And he's not bashful. You know, he'll miss two or three in a row and I'll call something for him and he's not hesitant to let it fly. And that's what I keep telling him. Hey, just don't worry about that. I'll stay on you about your defense and your willingness to mix it up a little bit. He's gotten better in those areas, but you got open shots. You like it, shoot it. So I think with good shooters like that, not the need to feed his confidence, but he's a young kid yet. And I need to make sure he understands that you do well. We need you to do well what you do well. So let them fly.
And to your point on defense, though, he did make some plays.
He did.
A couple charges. Just
he did.
Made some things happen.
Yeah, and actually I challenged him at halftime of this USC game. I was like, hey, when are you going to get a toughness rebound? First possession that he was in the second half, he actually got one out of a crowd. So it was a mission accomplished there. He answered the bell.
It was fun watching because I could be a fan and kind of, you know, pump my fist at certain things. I think that first game and Max Klusman with an on-ball block. I mean, he wasn't flying in from the other side of the lane. He's with his guy and getting a game on the line rejection. I'm thinking, oh, that's what Greg's talking about with him. He's got that Gosser, Showalter. You think of the extra gritty guys. He's got all of that, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he's a gamer. You know, he's a you know, just get him in competition, and he's a winner. He competes. Sometimes we have to pull back a little bit. He gets a little wound up, as he did in the USC game. I know he was having some words with the bench. I think I found out later about if they were coming to the Big Ten, whether they need to play a little tougher or something. I don't. He likes to, surprisingly, I didn't know that about him. He likes to talk during the game too. Fortunately, he's got some plays that he's able to back it up.
Yeah, he does. Speaking of guys who can make some plays, Tyler Wahl is getting. I think the nation. I remember Jay Billis was raving about him last year in the tournament in Vegas, and I would think people who were watching the Badgers maybe locking in for the first time, thinking, "My goodness, I mean, if there's stretches where he's going to say, just, you know, jump on me, we'll guide you through." His growth has been an absolute joy to watch. I would think more importantly, a joy to coach, right?
Yeah, he's been, you know, he's one of those guys you can probably never have enough of those guys, but just he can guard anybody. That's, I think, has really been an important piece of us in our defensive growth is the ability to exchange or switch a lot of the specifically on-ball actions that we see. And he can take anybody from, like he guarded kid from Kansas, and how soon I forget as I moved on on the last play.
Oh,
yeah,
great. To be Grady Dick, or are we taking somebody else?
No, the other kid that took it off the dribble that we got stuck in the.
Just drawn. I got Tyree Appleby on my mind.
That's two games behind us. But anyway, just how he moved his feet, just rewatching that game. You know, he can shut down guards. We can put him on big guys. And then obviously offensively, he's just becoming more and more comfortable just being a playmaker. You know, he can score from a lot of different ways and can do some things in transition. So, yeah, we love his energy and his effort and all the things he's done for us.
When we recorded your television segment, we talked about the players of this season's team specifically and going to France, playing at American Family Field, going to the battle for Atlantis. For this platform, being a Badger basketball fan is a pretty cool thing, too.
It is.
You know, for people, I don't know how many were able to get, you know, maybe a few to France. But as always, very well represented in a tournament like this.
Extremely. Jalen Wilson, that was the name.
There you go. Thank you.
That originally had committed to Michigan before Coach Beilein left. But anyway, yeah, the fan support we got has been phenomenal. So good that they invited us back again in 2026. So hopefully we'll get that in ink and get that contract done and get that out to Badger fans when that's official. So, you know, just the support that we've gotten regardless of where we travel. You know, we had fans in France. Obviously, last year in Las Vegas was terrific. And the showing that they had this past week in down at the Atlantis was terrific.
Yeah, and hopefully a big crowd on hand. You know, it'll be a big crowd, big loud crowd tomorrow night as the Badgers take on Wake Forest. We will take a break. Wisconsin growing, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. We'll step aside and continue with more of the Greg Gard Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's here, the Menards Black Friday Sale. And we've got the perfect present for your loved ones. Relax your aching muscles with a new Impact Massager. Get it for a steal. Only $19.99. Take your game to the next level with a new gaming chair. It's comfortable and only $59.99 after sale price and rebate. Menards Black Friday deals are good through December 4th while supplies last. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming up for the Badgers this week, tomorrow night, a 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center against Wake Forest, and then a 3:30 tip on Saturday afternoon over at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee as the Badgers take on Marquette. And then, oh yeah, the Big Ten starts right after that with a home game against Maryland, and then a bus ride down to Iowa to take on the Hawkeyes. So it's just one right after the other. Get into Wake Forest a little bit. Steve Forbes there in his third year. Part of the book, it seems like, on them is that they've
been pretty aggressive in the portal,
right?
And you know, obviously you have guys who are helping you as well, but they've it seems like they've really gone to that route, haven't they?
They have, yeah. And I think that, you know, there's different ways to do it at different schools, and you know, I've known Steve for a long time, all the way back when he was a junior college coach in Iowa. Maybe 30 years ago. It was either in Milwaukee or we were still at Platteville, but he's been at it for a long time. He's an Iowa native. He's done a good job wherever he's been. He was at East Tennessee State, I believe, before he went to Wake, and he's done a good job there. They almost were in the tournament last year, right on the doorstep of it, ended up being ACC Coach of the Year. So his kids play hard. Know one of his assistants really well from back in the days of Duffy Conroy. Matt Woodley is a high school buddy of Duffy's. So, you know, just a very good team. You mentioned the transfers. The Appleby kid we talked about a little bit in the previous segment. Been really a talented guard that transferred from Florida. He brought a kid from East Tennessee State with him. So they've got some really good. And they've sprinkled in, you know, freshmen here and there that are working their way through the program, and got some size, got some athleticism. So it's going to be a really, really good test for us tomorrow night.
Yeah, Cameron Hildreth, young man, sophomore out of England, was top-rated player from there. He's coming off of a triple-double. No matter who it is, you get a triple-double. That's
definitely on tape. He's probably their version of Klezmet and Nesigian combined together. So it seems like he plays with some toughness and you know, plays the game the right way.
This is a little bit of I guess you could say history tomorrow night, because this is the last year of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. It became public earlier today. You know, obviously the media rights are changing. We talk about the Badger football game on Saturday. That was the last time I think we're going to see ESPN at Camp Randall, at least for the foreseeable future. It's kind of sad, but I guess we should be happy that it happened, because this has been, you know, there have been some great games that the Badgers have had either here or on the road in an ACC site, and it seems like it served its purpose. Would that be a way to put it?
It definitely has, yeah. I think it definitely added something to college basketball at the time when we needed, you know, an early season kind of showcase to, hey, college basketball has started. You know, you can watch more than just the NFL and college football, and it's served its purpose. I understand the reason why it's going away. You mentioned the ESPN rights and that, but I think it's also an exciting time for us individually here. It opens new doors for us to do different things in scheduling, whether it's other home-and-home series, whether it's other one-off events like we did with American Family Field, or who knows what other challenge or different games may come about. But I think it gives us, you know, we're still going to schedule strong. So this was one we could always count on. We have one more year in the Gavitt Cup. Obviously, we weren't in it this year. We'll be in it next year. Not sure if it's home or road yet. It could go either way, because I think we're 3-3 right now, or 2-2 with our game. So, you know, it's just going to allow us to maybe think outside the box a little bit of future scheduling.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I've had the impression, Greg, that as you know, you certainly have established yourself as one of the top coaches in college basketball, but a coach's job is to get his team ready for conference play. That's going to be job one. Get better today than you were yesterday. But I do sense an appreciation for helping grow the game too, right? You know, maybe bring the casual fan in November, December. That's something, you know, Tom Izzo has talked about it a lot, and many other coaches. You really seem like you've embraced that.
Yeah, you know, I think as a sport, we've done a great job with March Madness, you know, the Final Four. I mean, there's no sport that ends their season like those 3 weeks in March. On the other hand, we haven't done a great job of kicking the season off, much like college football is done, or the NFL, or Major League Baseball, or even the NBA. So there's been a push, you know, nationally, I think, to try to get better at how we start the season and reminding people that there's a lot of really good basketball going on in November and December. The casual fan sometimes turns in, you know, late February, March. Mm-hmm. But by that time, you've missed a lot of really, really good basketball. There's already been a lot played. You know, I was watching
don't know how good the game was, but Alabama, North Carolina last night, four overtimes. It was like they were ready to fall over. But just those type of, Portland, Michigan State. I mean, that one came down to Portland missing a layup at the end. So just a lot of really good basketball that I think that sometimes gets brushed under the rug. But we need to do, as a sport, a better job of kicking off the season. And these different events and attention grabbers are a way to do it.
Yeah, they needed the equivalent of the Carolina game of putting a runner at second.
Yes,
just,
exactly.
Let's just get this thing going. But the beauty of it, too, though, is, I mean, obviously, you never want to lose a game. And it could, sometimes it could be gut punches. But you bounce back. You've got a game the next day. But if you win it, as you've mentioned here tonight, and that resume, that it matters, either getting into the tournament, the seeding. So it's not like they're not meaningless at all. There can be great meaning to these early
games.
There's
huge impacts to that. And I think, not only from what we went through with Dayton, like I said, Kansas and USC, but the response. That USC game was important for us in so many ways. Number one, the morale and feel good of our team. We needed to come back to Madison feeling good and after such a, like you said, a gut punch on Thursday. But also what it does for us, they're going to do well in the Pac-12. We've got two wins now against the Pac-12. So that will keep helping us. Kansas, even though it was a defeat, that will help us. They'll be strong enough going through their league and who they'll play that will continue to fortify our strength of schedule as we go through the season. And I think most importantly, it's those three games made us better. So, win, lose, or draw, you want to be pushed and want to be tested and have to face some adversity, which we did in all three games. Now we have to come back and build upon it starting tomorrow night.
Is that part of it, too? I mean, growing the game after Marquette on Saturday, you have two Big Ten games. You have Maryland and Iowa, which has been done now for the last few years, several years. Two Big Ten games in December, and then you have some out-of-conference games and jump back in. Is it to the point like, okay, let's just roll with this, or is this something that maybe the league might take a look at, or is it maybe it's people watching?
Yeah, I think we won't go backwards in terms of 20 games. We won't reduce that. I think with expansion coming, the likelihood that we go to more conference games probably is more probable than staying at 20. So I think you may see even more games, conference games in December. Now that's if you go to 22 or 24 or wherever it ends up, now you're reducing non-conference games, which hopefully it doesn't reduce some of the marquee events and the games that we play that are good for the game, whether it's in the state or elsewhere. But I think this is, again, that we're in changing times. Just look at the world of college athletics and, expansion and media rights and everything else that comes with it. You have to be forward thinking in terms of how you want to put together your schedule. You want to be tested, but you don't want to, you also don't want to overdose yourself. And that can happen really quickly. So that's why I think just being really smart as you put it together. And some of it you can't control. Some of it is selected and just given to you with no choice. But the challenge is something that the guys want, and so far we've done a good job of answering it.
And finally, here in the last minute or so, one of the things that I hope never changes, and you've talked about the importance of basketball in this state, growing the game in the state. You had Green Bay, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, and then the Marquette game. That's just always, there's not a trophy, but it means something to everybody.
Absolutely.
Who plays in it.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun game.
It is. And I know it'll. Blood pressures will get high on each end for 24 hours, and then we'll go back to all living normal lives. But, it's good for basketball in the state. Coach Smart's done a good job there. I think it helps. Anytime you can put a spotlight on college basketball in the state, whether it's with Milwaukee or Green Bay or ourselves or Marquette or any of the other WIAC schools, the private schools, anything to help the game and grow the game and continue to create interest, because there's a lot of good basketball played at, regardless of what the Roman numeral is behind the school. There's a lot of really good basketball played in the state all the way down to the high school seasons that have just gotten going. And we want to make sure that we continue to help grow the game and ensure that the future of this game is in good hands.
Absolutely. Always fun. Look forward to that. Look forward to tomorrow night. First, though, the Badgers in Wake Forest, 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center, 3:30 tip on Sunday over in Milwaukee, 3:30 on Saturday over in Milwaukee against Marquette. Don't go Sunday. You'll be late. So we'll hear from Sharif Chambliss, and we'll check in with Mike Lucas coming up as well. Back with more of the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about. But you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies, tonight with lows around 32. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy, tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, highs level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected again, tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows dip down to about 20. A dusting of snow, tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Calm.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show. Let's talk a little battle for Atlantis and then look ahead to Wake Forest with Badgers assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. Just watching those games. Sharif, I've always thought that the intimate atmospheres make the intensity of these games stand out even more. I mean, it looked intense just watching it, you know, on television and listening to Lane and Andy. Had that feel down there. I mean, beautiful, you're in paradise and all that, but that was intense stuff, wasn't it?
There were a couple days where we didn't even go outside, and so it was real intimate when we talk about that, Matt. The first game against Dayton, obviously down to a one-possession game at the end. Dayton's a very good team. I heard they just had a couple tough injuries toward the end of it, but Coach Grant and his staff do a great job It was a rock fight. It was an absolute rock fight. And we weren't the only ones that had a tough time scoring that night, because I heard there was another game that was 43-42. So I don't feel as bad. A college game, a college win is a win at any point. The second game against Kansas was almost lived up to everything that everybody expected. We went out there. I mean, our guys are gritty. We knew that since this summer when we started getting this group together and just been able to watch them grow together on and off the court. But they went out there and they fought for each other, which is, you know, what we want to do, and just keep getting better and keep progressing in that. Their love for each other, and we left it all out there in that Kansas game, and I thought we had a great chance to win at the end.
I was talking to Jim Snyder a little earlier before we recorded this. I said, hey, man, we got to get you a raise here, somebody, because that third game, when you play three games in 3 days, you wonder what's left in the tank, and that just seemed like, all right, that's where the good strength and conditioning coaches and the players who buy in. I mean, it seemed like there was still quite a bit left in the tank.
No question. Right. Jim Snyder does a great job. Brent also helping them with their health and just able to recover. They do a great job. Especially coming into that third game, we played a really big USC team, really good with the guards. Drew Peterson's a really good player. We went out there and fought and played, and we're able to come out on the victorious side of it. But I think every game we got better. And, you know, that's what we're looking for, our guys to just keep progressing and keep getting better and peeking towards, so we're peaking at the right time here.
Yeah, when you go back to the defense that this team has been playing here so far this season, the intensity is there. Put into words how far that's come from when you guys were practicing in the summer, getting ready to go overseas, where it was then to where it is now.
Oh, man. Well, in the summer, we played a little bit of zone. We experimented, and it was interesting. But now that we're back to our man-to-man, that we know that all the guys, we put our principles and our rules in, the guys have not only been really competitive with it, some of them have been really tenacious with it. Max Klesman has come really far as a defender and just taking things personal. He had a block at the end of the game against Dayton. That was really good. Did a great job in the Kansas game. I think all our guys did. I mean, Carter Gilmore coming off the bench and gave some great minutes for us. Connor Sejans turned into a better defender than he had. He's gotten better. He's definitely progressed in that aspect of it. Just total team defense, guys being able to trust everybody, knowing if you go help on somebody else, that somebody else has your back. And our guys did a great job of that. Just got to remember to finish plays and box out.
Yeah. Name of the game, right? All the fundamentals and stuff that people talk about, Wisconsin basketball, fundamentals.
Those are the things that win games for you. Yeah. And our guys know that, and we have a tough test coming up for us in this Wake Forest team that's really good.
Yeah, I should get into that a little bit, because these next few games, I mean, it's one big grown man game after another. It looks like Coach Forbes has, you know, we're in the portal world, and obviously with Kamari and with Max helping this program, they've gone pretty liberally to the portal as well, and they found some guys who really help them.
Man, it's called reloading. Coach Forbes has done a great job, and their staff have done a great job of that. At the point guard, Tyree Appleby, them losing Adonis Williams, who's from Milwaukee area, bringing in Tyree Appleby, who I had a chance to coach against when he was at Cleveland State and I was at Wright State. Really slippery point guard last 2 years. He was at Florida after a coaching change at Cleveland State, and he's done a great job. He scored over 1,600 points, over 540 assists. Kid can really play. Really good hands defensively. They bring in another wing from ETSU. He's really good, really shoots it. They got the one guy back, Hildreth, from England. Hell of a player. A lot like Luke Hurdle, so he gave us a great job. Did a great job today giving us a look on the scout team. Just a little bigger than him. But they're a really, really good team, and we're going to have our hands full.
Yeah. Hildreth coming off triple-double in there when they win Saturday night. You mentioned Luke Hurdle. I mean, he's shooting this year, and I see this guy, and I think most people who, like, appreciate the sport going, this kid knows how to play, does he? He kind of knows what he's doing out there.
Man, Hurdle Turtle is what I call him. I mean, he's tough shell on the outer like a turtle, but soft on the inside, because he's a kid you can talk to about anything. If it's about his faith, if it's about him academically, he's on top of everything. He may not look like a basketball player, some may say. He may not be able to jump over a phone book, never seen him dunk, but the kid is highly efficient and has a high IQ and is super competitive. Yeah. Anything you ask him to do, he can mimic anything. They call him like he's a baby. Maybe Luka Doncic, everybody on the team calls him. That's his nickname. Kid that can really shoot it, just knows how to win. Knows how to win.
This team, the way you describe Luke, I think people are already they're grasping this team as a bunch of You know, they may have baby faces if it's Connor or even Tyler. Mm-hmm. He's an older guy now, but he still looks young. Mm-hmm. But you get between the lines, man, you better be ready because they are not backing down.
I tell you, Steve Crowell's taking a huge jump. Mm-hmm. He'll finish more efficiently in the paint. We know that. He'll shoot it better from the outside because we've seen him shoot it all the time in practice. Our guards are, again, Max inserting in there. He's done great. Connor Seagen is a kid that does not lack confidence. Then you go down the list of guys that are coming up. Gilmore's taking big steps. Jordan Davis is starting to make some shots. He played great the last game against USC. Defensively rebounded, made a couple open shots. Marcus Ilver gave us some minutes off the bench. I think he still has a chance. Our rotation is a little deeper than it normally is. But guys, everybody's fighting to win, and we're all on the same page, and we're fighting for one common goal, which is it's just been exciting to watch this team still gel together.
Final thought, I was talking with Coach Gard about this. As much as things are changing in the world of college athletics, we all know what they are now, but still, you get out there, that's still, I would imagine, the joy of coaching. Every team is different, mm-hmm. right? And just trying to put all this together and get the best out of this group. That's still why you're doing all this, right?
No question. Just to watch the men grow up, the young men grow up and grow into the people that we think they can be on the court, and then just watch them grow up off the court. You know, they do things in the community, the way they deal with kids when we were walking through the Atlantis and somebody may stop and ask for a picture or an autograph, and they're just so personable. We deal with good kids, and we're really happy about the group we have and excited to coach them the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to Sharif Chambliss as well. Stay with us. We're going to take a break. Be back with more of the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes with the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day if you can't be at the actual game? Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Put a little love in your heart.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We
We continue with the Greg Gard Show. Time now for our weekly chat with Mike Lucas. And Mike, you and I had the luxury we could sit at home and tune into the games down in the battle for Atlantis. We have seen this up close. You get these intimate atmospheres, and a lot of times the intensity is even more evident. But I think anybody who watched those games, if you're there in person, certainly, but if you're back here, you felt it. I mean, those were really, it's a great location, beautiful weather, all of that. But man, the high-level basketball, we've seen it before, and we saw it again last week, didn't we?
I don't know if you'd agree with me, but yes, we did see it last week. But there's something charming about November basketball.
Big time.
You can see, when we were both seated at home in front of our screen, our big screen, you could flip to all sorts of different games and matchups across the country, which is exactly what coaches love about this time of the year. They're looking for measuring sticks. They're looking to play against somebody they don't know that much about. And that way you can find out about your flaws. You can learn something about your strengths. And I think that's very true of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it's not the top priority for coaches, but I think several of them recognize, too, it's just great for the game. It's great for the marketing of the game. We all know that football rules. In the NFL, you have 42 million watching the Cowboys and the Giants on Thanksgiving. College football, you got big ratings, rivalry week, and all of that, which is all great. We love it. But to have people there, I mean, I did the same thing. I watched some of the football games. I'm switching around. And if it's in Portland or wherever these tournament games are, the level is really good. And the most important thing, as you touched on, and I think Greg Gard has openly said, there's still a lot he doesn't know about this team. But as he has also said, since the tournament in the Bahamas, you learn more and more about these guys, too.
In general, head coaches aren't afraid of taking a loss in November. So you see Purdue knock off Gonzaga. You watch Iowa State beat number one ranked North Carolina. This is what this month of basketball is all about. And you do learn a lot more about yourself, I think, at this time of the year than any other, because you go into it with more questions.
Yeah, without a doubt. You hit a big topic there, too, because I make the mistake at times. I'm scrolling Twitter because people feel like they got to tweet 8,000 times during a game, and they called the loss to Kansas, or you know, I saw one or two tweets, devastating. Hey, give me a break. It's a punch in the gut the way they lost, but devastating loss in November by a point? I mean, let's not be stupid. Wildly entertaining games. The first game, I get it. It's 43-42, but you still see winning plays. Max Klesmet, I know Greg Gard has described him as a guy who makes winning plays, an on-ball block at crunch time in the closing seconds of the Dayton game. Tyler Wall doing what he did, and I think we're both smiling watching Chucky Hepburn, who had struggled offensively early this season, for him to come out of it and obviously make the big defensive play at the end against USC.
Well, there's no doubt that this team will not be what it wants to be without Chucky Hepburn. I mean, he's so influential at in terms of how this team plays, that it was just a matter of timing for him, too, to get back into a rhythm and a flow. I don't know that his confidence needed bolstering, because I think he's a pretty confident kid,
yep,
no matter what. But it was a real positive to see Chucky Hepburn and Jordan Davis both contribute to the way they did in their final appearance in the Bahamas.
And you and I, we've had the luxury of watching Connor Asijan in practice, and he popped to us even in the exhibition game, a couple of the early games, and now more and more people are noticing him. He might look like he's still about 8 or 9 years old, but there's a confidence level to him that is a little bit different, and is that quick release. He can cut to the basket. He has a high basketball IQ, but fans have latched on to Connor Asijan.
Yeah, it definitely. And it goes beyond just the release and the shooting mechanics, which are terrific, but he knows how to get open. He really does. He knows how to get open, and that kind of, to your reference point, he moves without the basketball extremely well. Now, he's going to learn more about blockouts, because he could have used a blockout at a very timely juncture in that loss to Kansas, but that's okay, too. He's going to figure that out. I just think he brings something to this team that they haven't had out of a first-year player in a long, long time.
Yeah, he is one of those guys. He's from Indiana, and I see that confidence. It reminds me, I'm not saying he's Larry Bird, but he has confidence like him. The famous story where Bird, three-point contest, looking around the room, and he said, "What are you doing?" So I'm just trying to see who's going to come in second. And when I see a Connor Asijan, I see a similar type of, if you want to call it swagger or whatever. If he misses one or two in a row,
But if that third one's available, he's going to take it.
What really stood out, too, about Asija, not only what we saw on the court, but during timeouts. I mean, he's really enthusiastic. He tries to energize his teammates. That's what you want to see out of a quote-unquote good teammate. He gets engaged whether he's playing or not.
It's been really fascinating with this Wisconsin team because we know it's a developmental program, and they've taken great pride in that. But, you know, last year, the emergence of Chucky as a true freshman. And we've seen this, you know, a fair amount over the years. And I know it's really early, and he's going to get scouted more and more. But it's fun to watch a guy like Connor really be able to blossom on, you know, national television games, kind of spotlight November games. Remember last year, Mike, after the Badgers had won a share of the Big Ten championship, and even leading up to that, the players on that team a year ago, they pointed to the Maui Invitational in Vegas, where it's at, where they learned about themselves, saying, "Yeah, we can, you know, we can get up and down, we can go play with anybody right now." And hopefully, different year, different group, but hopefully the same kind of mentality that these guys have coming out of the tournament in the Bahamas.
Absolutely, and it's a lot easier to use it as a springboard when you're 2-1 instead of 1-2. So that last game was very important to find a way to win. I think with Connor Asija too, and today. College basketball, you have to find a way to score points, especially when an offense starts shooting blanks or you get stagnant offensively. And that's where I think he's going to be such a factor, such an influence this year. Because, yeah, he'll miss a few times, but it doesn't seem to bother him. He doesn't dwell on the misses. He just looks forward to the next make.
Well, I think the one thing that we're finding with this team, though, the identity is going to be on the defensive end. Those are some pretty high-powered offensive talents that they held in check. Grady Dick, who had put up these big numbers for Kansas, you know, they hold him to single digits. Boogie Ellis, who had been on a roll in the way he was shooting in the first half, you're going, uh-oh, we ended up with 15, which is, for him, in this recent stretch, especially below average. I just get the sense, and we saw it up close last year, that this team is going to have a lot of down-to-the-wire games again this season.
And the one player who probably didn't stand out as much as the others, if you just looked at the box scores, and you already kind of brought up Klesmet's block at the end of the Dayton game, but he does a lot of things away from the ball, just in the help defense arena. I mean, he's so very valuable already to this team, don't you agree?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter how many points it seemingly he scores, because he holds things together out there when he's playing.
Yeah, you can see what Greg Gard's talking about when he used the comp of several Badgers of you know, rather recent vintage, a Gosser, a Showalter, you know, Brad certainly to an extent. You know, he did a great job as one of the primary defenders on Grady Dick of Kansas, and then Chucky obviously in the second half at both ends of the floor did a lot of good things too. And part of that fun for November basketball is that a lot of that shifts over to early December. These next four games, you're playing recognizable teams, obviously Wake Forest and then Marquette on Saturday, and then, you know, boom, you're going into a couple of Big Ten games. But Big Ten ACC Challenge, Wake Forest is a team, I'm not sure how many people are familiar with them. They have used the transfer portal to their advantage, and it looks like they're doing it again this season. They've got some talent.
And they also have the ACC Coach of the Year, so it's kind of an intriguing matchup with the two respective leagues' Coaches of the Year that probably most people outside of the campuses have no idea about, whether it be Greg Gard or Forbes, right? He was the ACC Coach of the Year, really? Yeah, because in his first season they won, what, 6 games, and last year they won 25, and they didn't get into the tournament of the Big Dance only because their schedule was a little bit soft. So this game takes on extra meaning for Wake Forest because they have to prove themselves against Power 5 opponents like Wisconsin.
Yeah, they do it with, again, they've hit the portal. Tyree Appleby, a transfer from Florida. Matter of fact, he had a game winner for the Gators against Ohio State in one of those early season tournaments last season. He's been really good for them. Andrew Carr, transfer from Delaware, gives them size. Davion Bradford, another transfer from Kansas State, was really good for that program. They've made it work. Obviously, Wisconsin has dipped into it as well, but it seems like Forbes even more so at Wake.
And just scanning their roster, they had a couple of 7-footers. And they also have, what, 5 players right now. And it's early. I understand that. 5 players averaging double figures.
Yep.
So they've got a little balance. Now the competition gets a little bit tougher for everybody.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm hoping that fans are really kind of latching on to this team already. You got a big chance on a, you know, national stage on Tuesday with Wake Forest coming here. And then, of course, the I-94 rivalry with Marquette on Saturday at Fiserv Forum. That'll be a 3:30 tip over in Milwaukee. And then the Big Ten games start. You get Maryland at home, and then you make the trip to Iowa. This is the fun part, though.
I was watching Northwestern play. If they're the worst team in the league, this is going to be a really strong league from top to bottom. Don't you think?
Yeah, and it's been that way. You know, I think this is where the league gets. Now, look, we March.
They should have been. Let me put it. Finish that thought. I mean, they should have beaten Auburn. They had Auburn on the ropes, and they lost a one-point game.
In the 40s, right?
Yeah, in the 40s, like Wisconsin's opening game against Dayton.
It's amazing what a difference it makes when you have 43 and they have 42 as opposed to the other way, around. But, yeah, the league even last year was really deep. There wasn't a great team, and, you know, March was March. I get it, and that's where a lot of folks ultimately judge a conference. But I think those who are in it, you know, day in and day out, I think it's going to be another fun league, as Greg would say, probably a league that will lack get-well games again.
And it always comes down to timing, when you play somebody.
Yeah.
And are they hot? Are you hot? Is it in December you play them? Do you play them in late January? And are you healthy?
Yeah.
Right? Who's available, who's not?
All that matters a lot. He's Mike Lucas. We'll take a break. Back with more in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey,
my husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tonight, Big Ten ACC Challenge Games. You got Va Tech at home against Minnesota. Pitt Panthers travel to Evanston to take on Northwestern. Big slate tomorrow in addition to the Badgers and Wake Forest. Maryland's at Louisville. Clemson at home against Penn State. Syracuse travels to Champaign to take on the Illini. Iowa has the home floor against Georgia Tech. Good matchup in Ann Arbor. Tony Bennett and the Virginia Cavaliers playing Juwan Howard's Michigan Wolverines. Quickly on Wednesday, you got Ohio State at Duke. Purdue at Florida State. Rutgers goes down
down to Miami. North Carolina at Indiana could be a good matchup there. Michigan State at Notre Dame and Boston College at Nebraska. Our coverage tomorrow night starts at 7 o'clock from the Kohl Center. Tip time for the Badgers and Wake Forest will be 8 o'clock Central Time. We will talk to you tomorrow night for the Big Ten ACC Challenge on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a low of 32. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 41. Mixed precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 90.